all my kids were planned. I wanted a baby. Apparently, my husband had been trying to get me pregnant for months, but I am so powerful that that won't happen unless I choose it to happen. I've made my period come back. I took Chase Tree. I took royal jelly, which is what they give to the bees and the queen bee to make her be able to have as many children as she has and to be healthy. And I wanted this baby, and so I got pregnant. I have preterm labor with every single baby. I started being put on bed rest and giving tinctures like cramp bark and black haw, and started at 27 weeks. And she was still born at 35 weeks. So I would say I was in labor probably longer than most women. I tend to go on full moons. That night was the night of the full moon, and that would be April 28th, 2013. And I was at my mom's, and when I saw the super moon on my way home, and I thought, oh boy, get ready, because it could happen tonight. I have full moon babies. I need the universe, and they have a really big pull on my body, seeing as we're made up of mostly water, and I'm very much in tune with my sister moon. I had changed 3 weeks earlier to have a home birth, and thank God, because I wasn't ready to have another hospital experience. I was ready for a home birth. I called my midwife at 4 a.m. and I said, I think I just peed all over the floor. I don't know what happened. Can you just come check me out? I feel fine. And then I stood up from cleaning, and it happened again. And I thought, okay, maybe this isn't pee, because it was so different from my other births. Little did I know I was going to have her in less than 40 minutes. As soon as I got off the phone with her, I went into labor, like full on, this is really happening. And within minutes, she was already engaged. And I was laying on my bed on my left side, crossing my ankles, thinking, I can't have this baby without my midwife, because I wasn't ready for an unassisted birth. Although this entire pregnancy, my husband had me doing research on unassisted births, because he thought we could do it ourselves. He thought, this is your third baby, you know, like you can totally do this. Don't think that you can't. And we had been watching all these videos on unassisted births, and there's this one in the Amazon. This lady gives birth in a river by herself. I may want unmedicated, unmedical, totally, you know, hippie, let me do this with all my girlfriends and my family and my babies, but I'm not gonna do it out in the Amazon. I had Jeffrey go down and get me like a quarter cup of red wine and put my cramp bark in there. And I'm like, well, let's try to stop these. They just got stronger. And to me, like, contractions, they feel like your worst period you've ever had. My 2-year-old at the time, Faith, had gotten up and typically comes to bed at some wee hours in the morning. And so she was in bed with me, and I couldn't handle her touching me anymore because it was so intense. Eventually, I'm like, just give me a towel on the floor because this baby is coming. And my husband is like behind me with his hands under me. My 2-year-old is in front of me, you know, rubbing my shoulders because she can see how upset mommy is. And I'm telling Jeffrey, like, the baby's head is right here. I felt her head, and it was like being connected to every other mother birthing the universe. I could just feel myself opening and connecting and feeling her. And it was so just real, just so real. I read a lot of Ima Mae Gaskin before I had her. And so I really was visualizing these beautiful waves instead of thinking, oh, here's another contraction. You know, I just breathe and go inward and relax to the point where, like, there's nothing tense throughout my body. I'm completely relaxed and open. And then she just came right out, and he caught her and handed her to me. And here's little Faith standing in front of me. And as soon as this baby came into her view, she was just so delighted. The midwife showed up 10 minutes later, and my mom showed up right about the same time, and everybody had missed it. I mean, we did this, what felt like alone, you know. I wasn't thinking about them anyways because I couldn't keep her in. She was engaged within minutes of me getting off the phone with my midwife, and I didn't call her back because I couldn't concentrate on calling her back. I had to focus, you know, because it's the most real moment of your life to feel all of that. You know, it is the most present you will ever be, ever.